This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's a fabulous Friday here on the DJV program, and probably everywhere else has been Friday. If you were in Guam listening to this program now on K57, you've had Friday going for about, what, 18 hours or so? Because it's 8 o'clock in the evening, if I remember correctly, how that all works. On the island where America's day begins, well, this is where a lot of conversation begins. Some people like it, some people don't. It's here. We're free choices here. Take it and use it and like it or lump it, I guess the old... That's one of the expressions. When this was the fresh expression when I was a youngster in school. If you were being disciplined or if you didn't like something, it was like it or lump it, digest it or dump it. That was the expression. And why I'm recalling that at this moment in time is beyond me. However, it is what it is. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn back on Tuesday, I believe, ladies. Is that right? She's back on Tuesday? Yes. We're here on Monday, President's Day. When I say we, I mean Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner at the ready and on the job. The job of the President of the United States. Dun, 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 dun. Is to take care of problems, right? Problems that have been created by who knows whom. And why is it important who created the problems? Let's fix the problems. So this is the sort of overall way they are dealing with COVID. Every single day they have a meeting. It's about dawn. Dozens of aides report to the office sometimes they're zooming in, I guess, from their homes. The sessions start with the stats, focus, number of items they have so that they know what's at stake today, how many cases, you know, all that stuff, hospitals and how many people croaked and all of that as well. Then the next thing is to make sure that the Federal Emergency Management Agency's mantra of federally supported, state-managed, and locally executed response is taking place. Well, it isn't, and most people know that it isn't. Because the states have broken down. I don't know about the feds, whether you think the feds are doing a good job or not. They seem to be coming up with more of the vaccines, and they seem to be coming up with more of the play. You know, there seems to be a zeroing in. The statement yesterday is, quote, "We're taking every resource and tool that we have to battle on every front." So is the strategy working? I guess that's the question. Vaccine distribution plans seem to be up, and the number of vials of the vaccine seem to be up. I know we got some more here in Massachusetts yesterday. I don't know that they know what to do with it, but they are saying, well, we're going to have more of this and more of that. There are three or four of these huge places where you can go, like Gillette Stadium, to get to beat back the pandemic. That's what they think they're going to do there. I guess the president's order, if I understand it, is to overwhelm the problem. So do you feel, ladies, like the problem is being overrun where you are? Do you feel like every resource, every focus, every body that's involved in this is working so that we can short-circuit this problem and get back to normal? Yes or no? Where you are, let's start with
that. I feel New Jersey, where I am. Yeah, I think that they've done a great job. The Commissioner of Health here, Judy Persichelli, is wonderful. She's been on top of it from the beginning. And, yeah, I mean, I think that just from my parents' experience, who both got their first shots a week ago, they had a wonderful experience, email responses from the head nurse, where they went personally responding to my mom's questions. From everything that I know of, from people in that first category of everyone who's, you know, over 65 in New Jersey who qualifies, or unless you have, like, a health, you know, problem as well. But mm-hmm. from everyone I know who's gotten the shot so far, whether it's Pfizer at a hospital or Moderna at a different place, I have not heard one complaint. So it's just the lack of vaccine, which isn't New Jersey's fault. No, that's, you know, that came from the federal level. So, you know, Biden said yesterday that 200 million more doses have been secured through Pfizer and Moderna.
That and his visit to the National Institute of Health, I think he went over there.
Yes, that was his statement.
Yesterday.
So the increase basically has been increased, the supply has been increased by 50%.
Yeah.
So he said that that will allow everyone to, that pretty much covers every American twice. So two doses at this point. Okay. So it was supposed to be the end of June. But now we have an additional 100 million doses by the end of May. So he said yesterday, and this is, you know, the new projection, that there are enough doses for every American to be inoculated by the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
So that's ahead of schedule because last, you know, before Biden took office, Dr. Fauci had said from Operation Warp Speed, you know, while he was still on that panel, he had said he thought that every American would be inoculated by mid-fall. So if this can get bumped up to July, that gives hope for summer tourism.
That makes a big difference.
I
have news for you. It's going to be bumped up faster than that. You're going to find your head is going to, in my recollection of talking to Ken Kronhaus, one of the doctors associated with the DJV program, that this is going to roll out faster, better, more efficiently. So let's see if it does. That's it, you know. I think that that's the bottom line. You keep your fingers crossed and your hope and just keep moving. Meanwhile, the president yesterday, was it the day before Wednesday, I think, he had a call with Xing Bing Ling there, or whatever his name is, that's the president of China. People say, you have no respect for him. Yeah, that's true. I don't. I don't like him. I think he's a crook. I think he's a liar. I think he's a cheat. I think he's no good. However, he's who we have to deal with. So after the call, apparently, I didn't know this yesterday, but Biden told some of his colleagues, whether this was for publication or not, that he, quote-unquote, is interested in getting all the facts about China and the COVID. So what does that say to you? Is that whitewashing? No, I don't think it is. I think you've got to give the guy the benefit of the doubt anyway. Or anybody who wants to dig into this, maybe that's because my own persuasion says that we need to deal with these people because they started it and they created it and they've made a mess of the world because of it.
Yeah.
So what do you say? Go ahead.
I mean, Biden is much more measured, as we know, which is than Trump. He's one of the reasons that's one of the reasons he got elected. And so he is not going to come out and say things like, you know, this came from the lab without evidence that he can back up.
I can say that. Well, but there is evidence.
Right. But
it's okay.
Well, there isn't evidence that anyone has found. There's speculation. I agree with it. I believe it. But there is no hard evidence, though, Doug. That's what I'm saying. This is we're not playing in the world of Trump anymore where everything he just, you know, everything that comes to his head just comes out of his mouth. And it's all speculation and theory and, you know, rumors. That's not how Biden's administration is going to operate. I hope that on some level they can find maybe another independent investigative panel goes in. I don't know, someone who's not connected to the World Health Organization. I hope that there is something that comes from it. But you will not see Biden saying things the way that Trump did unless there's actual evidence that can be presented in, like, a world court.
I just want to stop with the reference to Trump because it doesn't get us anywhere. It doesn't do anything. You'll notice that we're not talking about the impeachment because it doesn't get us. It doesn't move us ahead. We get stuck in that. And it's the same old, same old. So let's keep our fingers crossed, first of all, that we're going to be able to keep an eye on things. But, you know, one of the signals here, whether you knew this or not, the BBC was doing somehow or other, they got somebody into the lab, and they were doing not research, but they were doing an investigation, and they were about to report on the coronavirus and what really was going on in that lab and in that community. And they must have found something because yesterday China announced it was banning the BBC from broadcasting.
Right, there's clearly smoke and fire here. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying we're going to need maybe another one of the scientists to defect who will make it out alive. You know, there's that female scientist who made it over to California and her family was still left behind in China. Whatever happened to her, nobody knows. So that's the part of the problem. Unless we really can secure someone with evidence who has escaped from China and is going to be offered political asylum here, then I don't know how else we're going to get hard evidence, and that's what we need.
Speaking of scientists who are doing work, there was an Iranian nuclear scientist, I don't know if you knew this or not, that escaped from Iran and got into Israel, and somehow or other, this guy has been assassinated. So
somehow? Like that's a huge mystery?
Yeah. Mysteries abound here. But that's kind of what is going on. Meanwhile, one of the other things that's going on, I don't know that who's addressing this, but the continuing persecution of Muslims in China mm-hmm. has become something on the world stage. It's another problem for them, but they've created their, you know, they've created the problem. So I'm not sure. I know that the protesting is continuing. There was some protests in Pakistan yesterday because of the same sort of thing. I don't know that much. I don't really feel like I'm an expert on Pakistan. Not that I'm
no
an
one
expert.
Is. I don't. Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't know anybody. I have friends who are from Iran, and I've asked them too about. You know, they know a lot more about things happening in Afghanistan, but Pakistan is a little bit more of a mystery to a lot of people.
And yet, many Pakistanis. Here in Framingham, with the census, you know, numbers, some of the local numbers have been published. There are 330 Pakistanis that live here. I mean, I see them once in a while walking down Route 9. They live in the apartments along Route 9. And what do? Most of them are involved in two things. Either scientific pursuits, that is doing, three things. Scientific computers, scientific pursuits, computer repair and development, or running 7-Elevens. And I don't mean that to be facetious. That's really, that's pretty much what they're doing.
In New York City, they own a lot of taxis.
Do they?
Because, you know, it's like over $1 million to buy a taxi medallion, which is the license. And so there are a lot of Pakistani drivers and owners in New York. Yeah. But they also own bodegas. They also own, and you're right, there's a mix of, you know, highly educated people and, you know, running bodegas and taxis and things like that. It's an interesting mix. It just, to me, every Pakistani taxi driver that I've ever had a conversation with, they've just been lovely people who have no problem working really, really hard, even though they're very highly educated. And that's something that you don't really find that all that often.
No, well, that's good. All right, Jay, you've contributed fabulously to this discussion we've gotten started in this half hour. Wait a minute, what's Mac? Mac is her son, and sometimes he gets a little active, and so that's that. Okay, but we're going to have a check on the social media stuff. What's trending is coming up here. It's 18 after the hour. When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see results. We even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials. Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now 23 after the hour on the DJV Friday program. It's the 12th of February, February. You got that? This is Dr. Stefan, the English coach, here on the DJV program with Victoria and Jay. Jay's in charge of social media. There's some guy here. You can dream about this if you're still in the sack. Once you're gone, what do you want done with your remains? There's a very interesting thing that's trending. And we're into a part of the calendar that you probably weren't aware of. We'll get to that. And also some of the comments that you have about the governor of your state up next here on the DJV program. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. All right, let's get to justice for those who want to be heard on the DJV program. A little justice in the morning, 24 after the hour. All right, so Jay, what's the scoop with this guy who turned his uncle's remains into a guitar?
A Florida musician, better known as the Prince Midnight. His uncle died in a car accident back in the 90s and donated his remains to a school in Greece. Well, the school in Greece was kind of done with it, so they're like, all right, what do you want done? Like, do you want his remains back? And the nephew turned the torso area, like the rib cage, into a guitar. So that's real. I mean, I feel like they're always coming up with new things to do with remains. You can have it turn into diamonds. You can be turned into a record player, sent to space.
I don't need to be playing Grandpappy's torso, though. That's just, that's a little too
much. That's a little excessive.
The diamond necklace, my friend did that for when her brother passed. So I get that, but like,
how do you get diamonds out of a rib cage?
Well, it's carbon. It's ash.
Yeah.
You can make it, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the record Have a record that actually plays like your favorite song or something. That would be cool.
Perfect.
Of course, right, that question was posed. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So check that out. The Lunar New Year has begun. Yeah, don't we have a new moon? Seems to me we have a new moon.
I think so.
No. Yeah. Right. And it'll guide us through the rest of Mercury being in retrograde.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. Exactly. All right. So you got that. Now, we've asked a question about whether you think your state governor, I don't know how you pose this. How did this get responded to, the business about governors, Jake?
Just worst and best state governors. And it's funny how some people didn't even comment their own states. Deb Abel says New York has the worst governor and Florida has the best. She's in Pennsylvania. Helen Tarr's in Florida and believes she has the best governor. A lot of people are saying New York and California have the worst. Florida has the best. Aaron Bramlett says South Dakota's is the best and California's the worst. His governor in Missouri is pretty great, too.
Yeah, well, California would be number one on my list without too much question, without too much heavy lifting. I think that would probably continue. Okay, so you also asked people to describe the COVID situation where they are. What are you getting from that?
It seems like numbers are still kind of, they're there. I mean, COVID still exists, but numbers are going down a little bit. Johnny Powell's in Brownwood, Texas, and says they've been on the decline for about a week now.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Linetti says life in Lexington, South Carolina is fairly normal. Kids are back in school 5 days a week. Everything's open. Restaurants are 50% capacity. They've even had two gun shows so far.
Really? Big gun shows or small gun shows? Or when you have a gun show, is it just all sizes of guns? Can you bring a howitzer into? That'd be another question.
There we go, follow-up question.
Yeah, relevant to this. 28 after the hour on the DJV Friday program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick. Forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility, enhanced commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments, and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has ended the emergency order used by President Trump to justify construction of the wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. Quote, I have determined that the declaration of a national emergency at the southwest border was unwarranted, end quote. That's what Biden said in a letter sent Thursday to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and Vice President Kamala Harris in her role as President of the Senate. At least five people were killed Thursday in a massive crash involving up to 100 vehicles on Interstate 35 near downtown Fort Worth, Texas. The number of injured was still unknown as police were still addressing the mass casualty event. The Biden administration guidelines for reopening schools is expected to include recommendations for phased reopening based on rates of community transmission. The phased approach for reopening is broken down into four color-coded zones. The report does not stipulate the rates of community spread that determine who qualifies for each zone. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Numerous members of the Proud Boys organization are facing charges. USA Radio News' Wendy King has more.
The Justice Department unsealed conspiracy charges against five people associated with the Proud Boys and asked that a member of the Oath Keepers be held in bond in filings related to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Authorities arrested William Christman, Louis Colin, and Christopher Cooney in Kansas City while taking brother and sister Corey and Felicia Conalt into custody in Arizona. The five were charged with conspiracy, civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The Justice Department has also issued a memo requesting that Jessica Watkins, a member of the Oath Keepers militia, be held without bond. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Earlier this month, Canada declared the Proud Boys a terrorist entity. Jazz fusion pioneer Chick Corea has died at the age of 79. The keyboardist and bandleader, best known for his work as a solo artist and with Return to Forever, and for accompanying Miles Davis, died on Tuesday after battling a rare form of cancer, which was only discovered very recently. That's according to his official Facebook page. TGIF. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 34. I threw away a minute here. It's Friday, the 12th of February. Valentine's Day is on Sunday. So hopefully you've got plans. You're doing a nice job to spend Valentine's Day on my farm. I'm going to spend the day with a cow. If you're single, you can have a date with a cow if you like. Stonyfield Dairy has announced the date with a cow package for Valentine's Day. It includes a 15-minute Zoom call with a cow. One of the farms.
You could easily be doing this.
I could be doing this, matter of fact, except I'm not going to be here for Valentine's Day. But you can have a date with a stuffed animal, stuffed cow, to cuddle with.
No, it's a real cow.
This. Yeah, I've actually thought about doing this. Cow therapy is something that's taking on. They have horse therapy, they have goat therapy, dog therapy, cow therapy. Cows are wonderful to cuddle with. They really are. If you are treating them well and they've been taken care of. I posted a couple of weeks ago a picture of a girl playing a guitar with a cow. Did you see that? And the cow put her head in the cow put its head in her lap. for it. It was very sweet. Maybe I didn't put it on the DJV show.
Cows are so cute, and they have the most wonderful eyelashes. I don't know how anyone can ever get a cow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't do that. In my world, anyway. The idea for the day with a cow stemmed from a new animal wellness trend called cow hugging. So whether you're single or you need a break from your other half, have you been quarantining, maybe you can take advantage of the cuddly cow thing from Stonyfield. Date with a Cow. The package is available now on datewithacow.fuji, FOOJI.com. All righty. Okay, we were playing as we came in there some music from Chick Corea, who has been well known in the jazz circles for quite a long time. He's passed away at the age of 79. The post on his Facebook page said that he died from a rare form of cancer, which was just discovered very recently. He's won 23 Grammys, say it again, Doug, with an R, 23 Grammys, was the fourth most nominated artist in the history of the Grammys, multifaceted musician. He was a composer, a great pianist, as you can hear here, a band leader, percussionist as well, part of the Miles Davis crew in the 60s. That's where he really came to the surface, appeared on a lot of Miles Davis albums, such as In a Silent Way, tribute to Jack Johnson, On the Corner, worked on a lot of other projects, duos with Herbie Hancock, there would be a combo. He recorded and performed classical music as well, a lot of the great standards from the 40s and 50s, solo originals, Latin jazz. He's someone that had always been on the top of the circle. I remember for a short time in my disc jockey career, I worked at a station, change that phraseology, I appeared on a station that was a jazz station. It was kind of fun, because I learned a lot about stuff I didn't know anything about. Kind of like the time I was on the country station, and I didn't know anything about country music. But Korea always came up along. Yeah, Miles Davis, that bunch. Tony Bennett also was very prevalent at that time on a lot of jazz stations. So, at any rate, that's the passing of Chick Corea, which we note here with a degree of sadness. 37 after the hour. Speaking of people who have passed, Larry King dying a couple of weeks ago. The information is that he's left most of his fortune to his children. Let's see here. He wrote, quote, in October of 2019, this is my last will and testament, should replace all previous writings. Well, that's what people put on their, all of their documents. I've got mine. Do you both have a will?
No, and my mom keeps bugging me about it, but it's on our list.
About you, Jay?
We don't have one at the moment, but we need to get one, especially
that's a
now
good,
with Mac.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Maybe that's a good question for people to think about on our social media. Do you have a will? And, what's the story? You left everything to your children. Larry King had, four or five children, and so he left the money to them. He filed for this. He redid the will after he divorced his seventh wife.
I don't think they were divorced. I think that's why this was making headlines.
Finished. Yeah,
yeah, right. I don't know that it actually went through. That was Sean King, his seventh wife, was they separated in 2019, which is when he rewrote that will. And so he left everything to his kids and nothing to her. But I'm sure she must have gotten a pretty big divorce settlement, or maybe it was in the works. I don't know.
Yeah, could have been. Yeah. Well, it's all of that stuff. I guess it's a practical thing. It's not something we all want to think about, but it is. It's a practicality that needs to be dealt with. And that's why I think it's important for us to raise awareness anyway, Jay, by asking that question if we can. How many people are having a tough time sleeping during all of this? You're not alone if you're not sleeping well. Your sleep patterns are changed. I find myself dreaming a lot. But that's since I started to take the statin drug back in September. Dreams are very vivid. I don't know if one's related to the other. I haven't asked anybody. But this new study suggests that over half of us, 54%, a 54% increase in stress among Americans of all ages, and that, of course, always affects your sleep, dubbed coronasomnia. Age, sleep, it's COVID-related sleep stress, keeping a lot of us awake. Plenty of ways to up your quality of sleep. Eat better. Don't eat before you go to bed. Exercise, perhaps, before you go to bed. drink some water before, maybe some tea, maybe some milk, even better. Drink some milk before you go to bed. According to sleep experts, there is one trick to fall asleep faster that's super easy. You can do it right away. Start tonight. Wear warm socks. All right, ladies, you wearing warm socks to bed?
I never do, but I'm going to try this.
Yeah, I can't wear socks to bed.
I never do, yeah,
because
I get too hot. But that's the key. You have to wear natural fiber, so like hemp socks or bamboo or, you know, all cotton, nothing with anything synthetic. And then apparently that does the trick. I've seen this study now like four times.
Yeah.
It's been republished. So apparently sleep experts say that really is a trick that works.
Oh, see, we helped out all those people. Speaking of hemp and its related cousin cannabis, the stocks in the weed business have gone up. And this is this the Reddit thing?
Yeah.
People that, what do they know about cannabis?
What did they know about? It doesn't matter.
They know about gaming.
Right. Yeah. Or movie theater stocks. It doesn't really matter. It's the same Reddit group that decided to target cannabis stocks, and it once again it freaked out Wall Street. And this didn't get the same amount of attention because not as many people bought into it. But they definitely on Wednesday those stocks shot up, and then as of 24 hours later, they had pretty much leveled off back to where they were. But people went in and basically made a lot of money in 24 hours. So Wall Street people hate this, but you know what? That's what they do all the time.
Yeah, screw them, exactly.
It's their own. It's a little bit of their own medicine.
Take your own medicine and smile with it. I know enough about these two companies. Aphiri especially have grown very quickly. I think Tilray is a Canadian company.
They're all Canadian. Yeah.
Is Aphiri? I didn't think Aphiri was. I thought it was American. Anyway, wherever they're from, the Canadian stocks got wiped out because the business a couple of years ago went into the tank for a number of reasons, mostly because up in Canada they're growing crap and people don't like it and they're asking a lot of money for stuff that's crap. There are varying degrees. I sound like I know a little, and I guess I know a little, and that could be dangerous because of my pursuit on the farm of being able to grow cannabis on the farm, basically to save it. But the kind of stuff we're going to grow is very upscale, very well-grown, very expensive, and the people want to pay for a good weed, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, you sound like you know, but I don't know.
Well, no, I think Americans who want to buy legal weed, they absolutely want it to be top quality.
Yeah.
Because, what's the point otherwise? You're paying a lot of money for it. It's heavily taxed. So obviously you need to be getting some return on your investment there. So if you're going to spend a lot of money on some legal weed, it better be really good.
Why not? Let's now focus a little bit on our Clear, the application of Clear to your life, X-L-E-A-R. I was looking at a story about Rite Aid, which is a great place, by the way, one of the many drugstore chains that carries Clear. Rite Aid is going to have vaccinations. And so when you're in to get your vaccination, this would be something I'd recommend. Go, after you get the shot, to the aisle where they have all the things, the natural cures for things. Could be at the grocery store, could be at the natural retailer store. But find some Clear, take it home, and use it as is described and directed on the bottle, or on the box, actually. A little bottle has some info on it, too. It's a little plastic bottle that you spray. After you've cleaned out your nose using the Navage, then, during the day, every hour or two, you spray this up into your nose. And it blocks all kinds of things, and it does it naturally because the main ingredient is xylitol. That's why they spell Clear with an X, because xylitol is the main ingredient. So go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R, and see how you can get this either again. You find out it's pretty simple to figure out how it works, and it's very enjoyable. Actually, it feels good. I tried a little of it yesterday. And it does feel good up in your nose. It's a refreshing kind of thing, like breathing some mint. That's what I'd equate it with. It feels good. So you can learn more about Clear by visiting Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com. You can buy it, as I said, on Amazon, over the counter, at your drugstore, grocery store, natural retailer. Read the Rite Aid story and the COVID vaccinations, wherever you're going to get your vaccination or see what's going on. If you go to the drugstore, then check out the Clear while you're there, okay? My advice at 45 after the hour on the DJV program.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, 47 after the hour, music from the boss. So what the heck is the story now with him and all of this huzzarai? That was one of the things we talked about yesterday, by the way. If you're interested in our DJV download, the latest one, it has a focus in part on what happened with the boss and being on his motorcycle and getting arrested for being under the influence, and he wasn't. And the super silly stuff that comes after that. So
yeah,
is that
they claim that he blew when he did the breathalyzer, his number was 0.02, and in New Jersey where he was arrested, you have to be over 0.08 to be considered driving under the influence. So at 0.02, he was only at a quarter of that. And then the cop said, oh, he was glassy eyed and swaying. No one is swaying with 0.02.
That's just trying to make
not
a name
a thing.
For himself.
Exactly. So hopefully his lawyers fight this, because look, this has damaged his reputation. He's been splashed across every headline. And this has been really detrimental to him. And the Jeep commercial that he did, which was the highest rated Super Bowl ad, got pulled.
Yep.
So yeah, it's unfortunate. It's
so that's
part
one of the things
whatever.
That's in the download. Also, focus on Gronk and what's happening with him. Larry Flint, the passing of Larry Flint. Most people know about him. And Aunt Jemima has, I don't want to tell you the whole story because then you won't necessarily want to listen to the download. Find it every day. It's a way of, in an ancillary way, finding out what we've talked about. You can listen to the program live as well, and you can listen to it all around, the complete program around the clock at djvshow.com, and you get the podcast where you get your podcast. How's that for a deal? 10 before the hour.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After the hour now, it's time for our overview of the hot hits when it comes to technology. Victoria is on top of all that. Victoria Keeling with Doug Steffen, and we go through the top five, starting at number five, which is a focus on a lot of people's favorite guy when it comes to Shark Tank and basketball and being creative, Mark Cuban. What's he doing?
Yeah, he made news this week because he is getting involved in audio and podcasting, and he and a co-founder of his, Fallon Fatimi, they're planning on launching a service called Fireside. They describe it as a next-generation podcast platform that facilitates live conversation. If any of that sounds familiar, you're listening to exactly what he's describing right now. So I don't know why it isn't just called radio, because that's what that is. Right. But anyway... Yeah. They're claiming that this is going to be something new and different, and he said we're going to say goodbye to current media platform limitations created by one-way conversations and a lack of interactivity. So they said that they're going to level the playing field by empowering creators based on what they have to say, not how loud they yell. So it's we're not really sure what that means, but they said that this is probably going to launch by the end of the year. So right now they're kind of cherry picking certain podcasters to be in the founding Fireside spots. So we'll see if they get any big names to draw attention to it.
Number four is a focus on Instagram and an announcement from them this week.
Yep, Instagram's toughening its stance on hate speech in direct messages. These are private messages that any two people can send to each other if they are both either following each other or publicly following someone. And so the apparently it's gotten really bad with anti-Semitic language and all kinds of hate speech based on religion and race, and it's gotten really ugly in the DMs. And so in the UK, the situation's gotten so bad there that soccer stars, which they're always targeted because, you know, the UK soccer fans are just insane. So, but soccer stars have been targeted with racist abuse on Instagram after losing a match. And so the mayor of Greater Manchester insisted that something be done about this. And so Instagram is listening. And so you better watch what you say in DMs.
Number three, moving our way up to number one, a net neutrality news scope.
Yeah, we haven't heard about net neutrality in a couple years, and so now it's back in the focus. The Justice Department, the new Justice Department, or the current administration, has dropped the 2018 lawsuit that challenged California's net neutrality rules. Essentially, what happened was in 2017, the Trump FCC Commission voted to repeal the Obama Internet regulations, which essentially banned AT&T and Verizon from charging more money to people who live in rural areas, and essentially net neutrality means everything's neutral, the playing field is leveled, everybody gets the same speed, everybody gets the same service. So for whatever reason, the FCC under Trump did not think that that was right, and so they repealed it. And California said, well, we're going to do our own thing anyway. And so then the Justice Department under Trump sued them. Now that lawsuit has been dropped. So California is now back to having net neutrality, which is good news, especially during a pandemic where a lot of people are needing to work from home and needing to have homeschooling. So, and I think that the rest of the country is probably going to follow suit with this.
Number two is a focus on that damn Russian hack.
Yeah, this is huge. So the Russian hack, which, you know, called SolarWinds, that name really probably didn't make many major headlines, but everyone knows it as the Russian hack. This went after government networks, it went after private businesses, it was just huge. Over 250 organizations were targeted and hit. The problem, though, is we still don't even know exactly what they did. So these digital spies basically penetrated every level of all of these organizations, and they're still trying to figure out what exactly they did, did they implant something? Did they take something? We don't know. And so there's a cybersecurity firm called FireEye that came out pretty strong this week saying, well, wait a minute, all the way back in 2019, we showed you, meaning the U.S. government, we showed you exactly how this would happen, and no one did anything about it. Now, here we are, cut to 2 years later, and the U.S. government response to the hack has come under fire because we basically haven't done anything. So Marco Rubio and Mark Warner, in a bipartisan effort, have sent letters to the heads of the FBI and the National Security Agency asking for what is the actual response we need to know.
All right, number one, the
more hackers.
Go ahead, take it away.
All right, more hackers. So hackers successfully infiltrated the computer system controlling a water treatment facility this week in the city of Oldsmar, Florida. What they did was they raised the levels of sodium hydroxide, commonly known as lye, and that in the water, that is essentially can kill you because it's the same corrosive material in Drano. Luckily, they found it before it hit the public water supply, but scary stuff.
Yeah, it is. Too much of that stuff floating around. All right, there they are, the top five stories this week from the, actually, February 8th through the 12th. That's the list. Victoria.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.